Hi, everyone. This is Paul. Hi, everyone. This is Tall Paul. This is my first episode. Tonight, I want to talk about living your life in balance and how you get started doing that. And because we've all heard about it, especially if you're in the corporate world, they are trying to be good bosses, and they say, oh, you need to live your life in balance. But a lot of times, they expect you to work overtime. They do, you know, ask a lot, and it's really difficult. How are you dedicated to your work and also your family? How do you deal with stress and all that sort of stuff? So tonight I'd like to talk about and help answer anyone's questions if someone calls in, and we can go about that. There's something called a life balance wheel, which can help us. It's a tool. All you need is a piece of paper and a pen, so if you have one, go ahead and get one. And so this life balance wheel, basically you draw a circle on the piece of paper, and then on that piece of paper, you can draw like a target. So you're going to segment it into different pieces. So one section, like think of a pie, a piece of apple pie. So there's a lot of several pieces or a pizza, and one piece, you can track, like, how are you doing with your love, your romance, your significant other. Another place, a piece of the pie that you want to track is your spirituality, let's say. Another one can be, how's your health? Another section can be, how's your personal growth and your personal development, your happiness? How are your finances? How's your career? Now, finances and career can be separate because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't like the work that you're doing, then, you know, that's not good. So you could separate it out. And basically on this pie or the pizza that you're creating, you're going to label on the outside the different sections where the things that you'd like to track. And then I'll teach you how to go about developing your satisfaction in that area. Okay, so just a minute here. My first time, let me get started here. Some things on my screen. I see I have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and try to bring them in. Hi, caller, are you on?
Hello.
Hello, hi, this is Paul Paul. Who is this?
Hi,
am I talking to?
This is also Paul.
Paul, what do you know? Paul, could you hear me before? I wasn't sure.
Yes, I could.
Okay, so do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right. So do you understand what I'm asking you to draw, like, a pie on your paper?
Right.
And we're going to label these different things that you want to keep track of. And you can do this for anything. Like, let's say you're really interested in your finances. Well, within finances, there's a lot of dimensions. So within finances, you could have your mortgage, you could have a job, you could have retirement savings. You could have a whole pie just about finances. But that's later on down the line. So tonight, let's just focus on your general life satisfaction, these different sections that you'd like to keep track of. So let's go ahead and I'll have you get started. What's one thing in your life that you would like to keep track of?
I think health at this point.
Okay, so one of the pieces of the pie is going to be health. Just put it on the outside of the circle.
Right.
And then we'll choose another thing that we'd like to look at. So perhaps relationships. Are you married? Are you single?
I have health, I have love, I have career, I have money so far.
Okay. I have a little list here that of things that could be. So intimacy, joy and happiness, spirituality, self-esteem, your energy levels, career, finances, your physical environment, you know, where you're living, possessions, security, how secure do people feel, your educational goals, fun and recreation, are you having fun in your life, helping others, etc. All right, so if you think you have your topics, then I'll tell you what to do next. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so in the middle of the pie, let's call that zero. So in the middle, we're going to start tracking how satisfied you are in those different levels. So the more satisfied you are, so if you are not satisfied at all, you would start right in the middle. And if you're really satisfied, you would go out to the outer edge of your pie. That would be a 10. So from 0 to 10, I want you to just kind of indicate on your pie how satisfied you are. So if you're like, you know, partially satisfied with your finances, you know, you might say you're at a 7. And health, you said health was really important to you, or it's a kind of a focus for you right now. Health could be a 10 if it's really doing great, or if it's not so good, it could be a 2, a 3, a 0. It's up to you. So you understand this process?
Yep.
All right. So do you need any time? So each of these areas, have you?
No, I've got them down.
Go ahead. Okay. So, and what we're measuring is our satisfaction today. And then I would recommend once a month you go back and you look at, you take this survey again. So today your satisfaction level might be, you know, a 3. And then from today going forward, we're going to help focus on some the areas that are most important to you so you can set goals. And 1 month from now, you can look back and say, oh, wow, look, I chose to focus on these areas. I made some goals, and actually I improved my life because I had the intention to do so. Okay, so out of your areas, basically when you're in balance in your life, the picture that you're drawing, it might be helpful if you kind of fill in those areas, but as long as you draw a line and you understand your ass, the idea is to have a balanced circle. So think of a tire. If a tire is flat, it's not going to go very far. It's going to be a rough ride. So in our life, for each of these areas, we want to have it balanced as much of the circle as possible. So on your circle, what area has the lowest satisfaction level?
Career.
And what number did you give a career?
A 1.
Okay. So you're at a level satisfaction of a 1. We're going to just choose your lowest satisfaction level. So career is a 1. What other area is relatively low on the scale?
Self-esteem, happiness, joy, health.
Okay. So career, self-esteem. I'm writing these down. What was the third one?
Happiness.
All right.
Joy.
All right. So let's stick
health.
With those. And health. Okay. So we have career at a 1, self-esteem, what's that at?
Self-esteem, happiness, joy, and health are at 2.
Okay. So 2, 2, 2, and 2. And in your pie, what has the largest satisfaction or the greatest satisfaction?
Love.
Wonderful. That's a good thing in my book. So what did you give love on your pie?
4.
Okay. And any others that kind of stand out on a positive?
Well, the only other one is money, and that's a 3.
Okay, money. Very good. So when we look at this, we have career is a 1, and it's focusing on satisfaction. So, like, for me, when I look at things, like, you might, of what we value. Okay, so Some people really value career and being successful in their career, working for someone else. Now, for me, I don't value working for someone else. I value my own independence, and I value work being of service. And I don't care if I'm in a job, as long as I'm being of service, so I would put on my pie service. So for career, if it's at a one for you, it's saying you're not satisfied. Now I have to ask the question, if you're not satisfied, is this something that you want to change, or are you happy with it being at a one? So there's a difference between being satisfied and being happy.
Well, I guess I'm in transition because of my health.
Okay, so career at a one is linked to health.
Right.
All right. So you might want to draw a little arrow because it's influencing that. Now, on health...
So I'm drawing an arrow from the pie chart from career to health.
Yeah, just put an arrow, just so you know, because that was the first thing that came to your mind when you were thinking about your career, why your career is low. What's interesting is that you gave yourself a 2 on health, and career is lower. So there's some hope in that. I see that a 2 is not at a that your health is not at a 0. So you're not on your deathbed, basically. You see some sort of light, perhaps. You know, there's some room for getting better, for sure. And you're not at your rock bottom, thank goodness, because now we're talking about how we're going to get your health better if we can, and then how can we get your career numbers higher if that's important to you. Okay. So, health. Let's just pick 3. So career, health, and is there one more that you really want to kind of look at? So self-esteem, happiness, and joy. What of those 3 do you value the most?
Oh. Boy, that's a tough one. Possibly happiness and joy would be the most. So.
Okay. Happiness and joy are
both 2s. They're both 2s.
Yes, and self-esteem. So of the 3.
Oh yeah, self-esteem.
Well, how about this question?
I think that comes with the rest.
Okay. Do you think your self-esteem is affecting your happiness, your joy, and your the healing process? And
no,
I don't know.
I think those things are prior to that.
Okay, I'm getting a warning that says 60 seconds. It's counting down. I don't know if there's a limit here to the amount of time that we can talk, but
okay.
If so, I'll bring you back on the line if I can. But, Paul, if you want to talk about this, I'm not sure how long I have to talk. I thought we have a half an hour.
Maybe there's somebody else you need to help.
There's nobody else on the line. So email me at asktallpaul@gmail.com, and I'll send you my number. We can talk. All right. So, okay.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Now it's saying 10 seconds. So let's just keep talking. I don't know what's going to happen in 10 seconds. All right.
Well, nobody
so
does.
Let's look at, exactly, good point. And that's really, Paul, you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head because we don't know what's going to happen 10 seconds from now. We don't know what's going to happen a year from now. It's in the present. Did you ever read the book called The Precious Present?
Maybe.
I got it when I was a little boy, and I think it was a very short book. Kind of like a children's book, but it's written more for adults because children already get this. Children live in the present moment.
Yeah.
But adults tend to either glorify the past or they live in the future where everything's better, and they are kind of stuck in the present and they get miserable, and you know how that goes probably.
Sounds like the little prince.
Okay. I don't know if I know that story, but maybe you can share it. So anyway, this little boy met this old wise man, and he was looking for, you know, the secret to happiness. And the wise man says, well, I'll tell you, there's a precious present, and if it's there for you when you want it. And he's like, I want it. I really want it. Tell me where it is. Where can I find the precious present? Where is this precious present? He says, listen, if you want the precious present, it's right there. You have to get the precious present. And the boy is like, please don't keep it a secret. Tell me, where is the precious present? He says, it's here. It's now, right now. Grasp it. Take the precious present and move forward. And that way you're not going to miss out on what could happen, should happen, what would happen if I had done this or that. That only makes us miserable. And if we live right now, then we can have the satisfaction that we're trying to measure here. So in your career, we're at a one, but it's manifesting because of this health issue that you're having. So in your mind, what's the biggest obstacle? How is this health issue manifesting? You don't need to tell me your illness, but why is it an obstacle to your career?
Well, it's physical. It restricts me from being available for any kind of career at this point.
All right. So your career in the past has allowed you to... Did you have to go out? Can you drive? Are you bedridden? Or what's your...
Well...
The doctor's saying you shouldn't be working.
I'm involved in a series of surgeries that are kind of complicated and causing me to be in a bit of a physical limbo as far as going out and finding work. So it's restricting my availability to accept work.
Okay. Now, is this a permanent thing or a temporary thing?
Well, I hope it's temporary, but it could be permanent.
Okay.
It's involved with pain and neurosis and a botched surgery and, you know, the complications from that, so...
Okay. So, you know, sometimes we can only do what we can do. If you have a limitation, that's the limitation. You work with what you have. Life, if you have lemons, make lemonade, basically. So let's get down to these. So for career, let's say we want to set three. Well, let's start with health, since that, even though you're more satisfied than career, really you need to take care of yourself. That, don't you think, has to be the priority right now?
Right. That's what I've been trying to do.
Okay, so let's set three goals that you can start either tonight or tomorrow, because it's already in the evening, but three things that you can work on within the next 30 days to help improve your health. Maybe your doctor has suggested things. Because you mentioned surgery, I don't know if you need physical therapy or diet, you know, certain things. What are three goals that you can start tomorrow or even tonight to get closer to a more balanced life, a life with satisfaction?
Okay, you're asking me?
Yes. I'm not going to give you your goals. You have to choose your goals.
You're asking me what are three things I can do?
Yes, in the next 30 days to help bring more satisfaction in your health environment.
Boy, that's a tough one. It's honestly just kind of dependent on how I feel each day.
Okay. What would make you feel better each day? Or has your doctor given you advice on how to, like, does he want you to stretch? Does he want you to... I mean, he must If he hasn't given you any advice,
well, I think here's my dilemma. I think the doctors want me to head toward a Western kind of example of how I can be better, which would be surgery and reconstruction of, you know, physicality, so I'll feel better. But I've gone through all this before over the last couple of years, so I think it's beyond that at this point. So for me,
okay,
to get better, I have to start, you know, even more so conceptualizing how I'm going to better myself within my own spirit and being. Does that make sense, or is that too out there?
Yes, so perhaps reforming yourself and, well...
Yeah, I think ultimately it has to do with a faith and believing that my actual physicality can change without Western medicine and surgeries and things, so that I can change almost metaphysics of my structure, so that I'll feel better without all the things that are being prescribed.
Okay.
Because what's being prescribed is just more time and more energy spent on a focus of the pain.
And all right.
If I focus on what's going to resolve the pain, what's going to focus on the condition of the pain and curing it, then I'm really focused in that whole pattern of what's happening. So I have to get outside that. I have to get outside the doctors. I have to get outside of kind of what makes sense, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Now, remember earlier I said you could have a whole pie about finances. So I want you to draw a second circle about health. And one of the things you just said was very interesting, is you said that you have to have belief in a system. Like, so your belief level in that other system, the Western system, is only cause you to focus on the pain because you're constantly in surgeries and it's like Band-Aid after Band-Aid. It's like, you know, when's this going to be over? You know, you're done with it. You don't want it anymore. So let's draw a health.
Well, and that's actually kind of the paradox, because what if I do need it? What if I physically do need it? What if this damage that's been done needs to physically be transformed by a doctor? And then there's the other side of me that's saying, well, just let all that go and trust, have faith that it doesn't have to be done. And there's this kind of ping pong ball bouncing back and forth saying, well, do I need it? Do I not need it? Do I need it? Do I not need it? You get what I'm
saying?
Okay.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Completely. So let's draw that circle for health. And it sounds like there's two options, Western and Eastern. So just do a half of a pie. And so on which, are you 50-50, or you think you're leaning more towards Western?
I'm leaning far more towards Eastern at this point, because I've given Western the chance and it's not working out.
Okay, so out of 0 to 10 on Eastern, how much, because you used the word belief, you said I have to believe in the modality, that's not the word you used, but the word belief,
when my belief is strong, I feel better. When I have doubt,
right,
I feel worse.
So today, our exercise is to measure how we feel today. So on the Western side, how do you feel? 0 to 10.
3.
Okay, so write a 3 on the Western side. And then on the Eastern side, 0, you're a 7. Excellent. Okay, so now we have something to work with. So because the health is a high priority for you. You really want to get healthy because it's affecting your career, your self-esteem, your happiness, your joy. We really need to start looking at how can you begin to feel better regardless of what, you know, the outcome is going to be, because that's out in the future. Today, what can I do? And you said that belief in this Eastern medicine is what, you know, can kind of get you through it. So a 7 is very good. What do you think could get you to be at a 10?
Well, to be involved in something that is relieving pain.
Okay. So within the next 30 days, what are 3 things you can do in the Eastern side of medicine which can help relieve your pain? So you say, well, I don't know. And then I would say, what is
helping? Well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't know. I would say
okay.
Meditation.
Let's write that down. That's one of your goals.
Right.
How often are you willing to do that?
Daily.
Okay, so we're setting goals. You ready?
Right.
So one of the goals is you're going to meditate daily.
Okay.
For how long, how often, or for how long? We're just being concrete. It can be 5 minutes. It doesn't need to be big.
Well, I think that it needs to start daily, at least once a day.
Okay, once a day.
Ultimately, the goal is always meditation, but to commit a time daily to meditate on truly, which would bleed into move into the next goal, which is absence of self.
Okay.
I think, you know, what we prescribe to is a self, a psychology, a commitment to pain, suffering, experience, existence, and that's really where the quality of non-life.
Exactly. That's where you're experiencing the pain in the self.
Right.
You're experiencing
right.
it. But if you could escape or go beyond that.
Right.
Have you ever heard
it's a commitment to fairness, to, you know, why is this happening to me? Why? Well, you know, the only why is what happens before Z.
Right.
The only fair is what happens when you care for animals. That makes sense. But, you know, that stuff doesn't really exist, but
All right, so, you know, goals need to be measurable. So for our first goal, you're going to meditate daily.
Okay.
But for how long? And it doesn't have to be long, but just as long as... Actually, I want you to have a goal that you can actually achieve, because a lot of times people create goals that are too big. You have to take little bites to get to the
right.
goal. So,
yeah, well, I think that's part of the paradox. I think that when people, you know, decide they should do something because should involves judgment, and then they can't accomplish that, they regress back into their old patterns.
Yeah. Like, if you want to go to Europe, Paul, you can't just go to Europe. You have to have a passport. In order to have a passport, you have to have an application, you have to have a photo. You have to have money, you have to have a ticket. There's a lot of things you have to do in order to get to Europe.